Well, it made me look at what I was thinking. I mean, and when it came time, you know, when I moved into my last position at my old agency, which was manager of employment services, and looked at the stuff we were doing at that point, it made me think that what we were doing wasn't really working. And I'll tell you that one of the struggles I had as somebody who was trained in the classic voc rehab model, that model of, you know, you train and you assess. And when the person's ready, you stick them into work. You know, that was how I had learned. And when I was introduced to supported employment, you know, like I said, we touched it earlier on in this other program and then kind of came back to it at that point and saw this model and started thinking about it. And I still struggled with the whole zero exclusion piece and the idea that a person, the only requirement for a person to go to work was an interest in employment. Something I always struggled with, even when we had the older program. I mean, we worked with it, but it was always one of those things that was kind of gave me that feeling in the pit of my stomach that I wasn't completely comfortable. Well, when we started considering this, that was one of the things I had to get over. and this is the story I always come back to, because this is a guy that there was pretty unanimous agreement that we didn't think this guy would ever be able to work competitively. He was too symptomatic. You know, and we were completely, completely wrong. Group of professionals, we were all good at our jobs, and we were completely and totally wrong. So if we could be wrong like that, how can I make a judgment on somebody else? You know, so that's what I learned from it. And it's a story I come back to. I tell it a lot because that's an area that a lot of people stumble with, is the whole concept of zero exclusion. And that just shows you the power of giving people an opportunity. You know, when you expect things from people and when you think people can do things, you'll be surprised at what they can accomplish. When you expect nothing of them, that's exactly what you get.